What if I told you that a Cold War-era uranium enrichment plant in Kentucky is being turned into a $100 billion AI data center? That's not science fiction. That's the scale of the AI infrastructure race happening right now, a race with profound implications for power grids, supply chains, and industrial strategy across the West. Where is the smart money going, and what are the new rules of the game? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology shaping business and competition. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy. This week, we're tracking three critical developments. First, the physical manifestation of the AI gold rush, a massive build-out of data centers and the semiconductor supply chain that powers them.
Second, the rulebook is finally here. The EU AI Act becomes enforceable this week, and we'll break down the immediate compliance deadlines impacting US and European companies starting August 2nd.
And third, we move from infrastructure and rules to application. AI agents are graduating from hype to a core part of enterprise automation, delivering measurable financial returns. We'll look at the platforms leading the charge.
Let's start with that uranium plant, Troy. A $100 billion AI data center in Paducah, Kentucky, operated by Brookfield. That sounds enormous.
It is, and it's part of a much larger pattern. According to Data Center Knowledge, that Kentucky site is planned for 1.2 gigawatts of power. To put that in perspective, that's enough to power a large city. Concurrently, Meta is expanding its Louisiana campus into a 5-gigawatt AI supercluster. The physical footprint of AI is exploding.
A 5-gigawatt supercluster? So what's driving this? Is it just the usual tech giants?
Not anymore. A Goldman Sachs report from August 3rd highlights a surge in AI infrastructure investment that goes far beyond hyperscalers. It's now driven by broader enterprise adoption and sovereign AI initiatives. For example, private investors poured $8.8 billion into AI data centers in emerging markets like India and Mexico in just the first half of 2026.
Okay, so this is a global build-out. How does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers?
It's a massive opportunity. These data centers are industrial-scale projects requiring everything from advanced HVAC systems and power generation hardware to robotics and automation. But the real strategic play is in the semiconductor supply chain. The U.S. Department of Commerce just announced on August 5th up to $874 million in CHIPS Act incentives for next-gen AI computing.
So who gets that money and for what?
Global Foundries is getting the largest slice, up to $300 million, specifically for R&D in co-packaged optics, integrating photonics directly with AI chips for faster data transfer. This tells you where the technology is heading. For European manufacturers, especially in the Netherlands and Germany, this signals a critical area to focus on to remain competitive in the semiconductor equipment market.
And for trading companies and distributors, where are the new opportunities?
The competitive landscape for AI hardware is broadening. Goldman Sachs notes that MediaTek is investing $5 billion in custom AI data center chips, projecting over $2 billion in revenue by 2026. Qualcomm is targeting $5 billion in AI data center revenue by 2027. These are new major players to source from and build partnerships with outside of the established names.
So, what's the actionable insight for executives listening now?
If your company is in industrial manufacturing, power systems, or advanced materials, you need to map your products and services to the AI data center supply chain immediately. This isn't a niche tech trend. It's one of the largest industrial replatforming events in a generation.
Troy, let's shift from building the infrastructure to regulating it. There's been a lot of talk about the EU AI Act, but now it's getting real. What's happening this week?
This is a critical deadline. As of August 2, 2026, the European Commission's new AI office and national authorities begin enforcing key provisions of the Act. Specifically, the transparency obligations under Article 50 are now in effect.
Break that down for us. What does Article 50 actually require?
Two main things. First, if you deploy a system like a chatbot, you must clearly inform users they are interacting with an AI, not a human. Second, any AI-generated content, images, audio, video, including deepfakes, must be marked in a machine-readable way to indicate it's been artificially created or manipulated.
So this affects any company with a website chatbot in Europe. But what about manufacturers? How does this impact them?
This is a crucial point many are missing. A manufacturer using an AI system for quality control on an assembly line, or an AI-powered system for screening job applicants in its HR department in Europe, is considered a deployer under the Act.
They have a legal obligation to ensure these systems are used transparently and that their staff understands the system's capabilities and limitations. The same applies to U.S. companies with operations in the EU.
And for trading companies? This sounds like a supply chain risk.
Exactly. Distributors of software or AI-enabled hardware need to demand compliance information from their suppliers, the providers. If you are selling a U.S.-made AI diagnostic tool into the EU market, you are on the hook to ensure it meets these transparency rules. Liability will flow down the supply chain.
The EU has also adjusted some deadlines, right? It's not all happening at once.
Correct. An amendment effective July 27th created a more phased approach for high-risk AI systems. For many of these systems, compliance is now required 6 months after harmonized standards are published, or by December 2nd, 2027, whichever comes first. This gives companies more time for complex implementation, but the Article 50 transparency rules are live now.
So, what is the single most important action an executive should take today?
Immediately conduct an audit of every AI system your company uses or sells that touches the EU market. You must classify its risk level and verify its compliance with the Article 50 transparency rules. The enforcement window opened on August 2nd. Pleading ignorance won't be a defense.
We've covered the hardware and the new rules. Let's talk about the software, specifically AI agents. This term is everywhere. But is it just a new word for chatbots?
Not anymore. A Fantech Labs report from August 6th makes it clear. In 2026, AI agents are specialized, proactive systems being embedded into core business workflows. They are automating tasks in sales, finance, operations, and software development.
But is this translating into actual business value? We've heard the hype before.
We now have concrete data. An industry analysis citing McKinsey and Gartner reports that Salesforce's AI agent platform, Agentforce, has hit $800 million in annual recurring revenue from over 29,000 customer deployments. More importantly, those customers report cumulative annual cost savings exceeding $100 million.
An $800 million run rate and $100 million in savings, that's tangible. What's the technology that makes this so cost-effective?
It's about optimization. Startups are emerging to solve the cost problem. For example, TNW reported on August 5th that San Francisco-based Sapium raised a $35 million Series A round with AI giant Anthropic Investing. Their technology is an intelligent router.
An intelligent router? What does that mean?
It means for every task an AI agent performs, Sapium's tech analyzes it and sends it to the most cost-effective and capable AI model, be it a model from OpenAI, Anthropic, or Google. They claim this can cut AI agent execution costs by up to 90%. This makes large-scale deployment economically viable.
So how can a U.S. or European manufacturer apply this?
In manufacturing, specialized agents can monitor supply chain data for disruptions, automate predictive maintenance scheduling based on sensor readings, or handle initial quality control documentation. It's about automating high-volume, repetitive, information-based tasks to free up skilled engineers and managers.
And for trading and distribution companies?
The applications are immediate. AI agents can manage inventory levels, automate purchase orders based on sales velocity, handle routine customer service inquiries about order status, and even perform initial lead qualification for sales teams. This accelerates the entire commercial cycle.
What's the first step for a company that wants to move beyond exploring and start implementing?
Identify one high-volume, rules-based, and repetitive workflow within your finance or operations department. Pilot a specialized AI agent solution there with a clear goal of measuring cost reduction and processing time over the next 90 days. The technology is mature enough for targeted, ROI-driven deployment.
Troy, let's wrap up. We've covered the massive physical build-out, the new EU rulebook, and the tangible ROI from AI agents. What are the key strategic takeaways for our listeners this week?
I see three clear directives. First, the AI infrastructure boom is a major industrial event. US and European companies in manufacturing, energy, and construction must treat this as a primary growth market. The supply chains being built now for companies like GlobalFoundries, with its $300 million in CHIPS Act funding, will define the next decade of high-tech manufacturing.
Second, on regulation.
The EU AI Act is no longer theoretical. As of August 2nd, the transparency rules are enforceable.
Every company operating in or selling into the European Union must immediately audit their use of AI, particularly in customer interactions and HR, to ensure compliance or face sanctions. This is an urgent C-suite issue.
And finally, on adopting the technology itself?
Focus on tangible returns. The success of platforms like Salesforce's Agentforce, with its $800 million in recurring revenue, proves that the market has shifted from general-purpose AI hype to specialized agents that solve specific business problems. The actionable step is to move from broad experimentation to piloting AI agents in narrow, high-volume workflows where you can measure cost savings and efficiency gains within a single business quarter.
That's our briefing for this week. The pace of change is accelerating, and staying informed is the first step to staying ahead. Join us next week for more Troy Technical Intelligence.
We'll be here to help you separate the signal from the noise. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you never miss an update. Thank you for listening.